tomorrow morning when you wake up, you should remember this story and think about it. Ah, he was saying this story for this. So you should never forget this magical scene that he made, which was a real science fiction. The first one was a baby seeing the invisible angel. The second one was an eagle taking the shoe, bringing it back and saying, excuse me. This was it, right? He made the story, then he makes a paragraph with the beginning of this, that let me show you how to understand and take a lesson from the lesson I just told you. This is the real attitude of a good teacher. He wants to say, you didn't really got it, I think. Yes, now.
That tale is a lesson to you, O my soul, to the end that you may acquiesce in the decree of God.
Uh-huh. Did you think about this when you were hearing this story? It says, I talked about all of that because remember, whatever story I make and this and that is to make him being satisfied with you. Not your satisfaction. Here, you are not the beloved. In your brain, you want to be the beloved. Look at the brain. It's working to make you, make me beloved. Even with cheating. In nature, all laws, blah, 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 for show off, for what? To have the advantage and all that. Here we say, ha, ha, ha. No. It's not about your satisfaction. Is that how will be satisfied with you. And these are two different stuff. Remember, he's talking that don't look for the water, look for the thirst. Here he will tell you that it's not what you do and being satisfied or not. He should be satisfied with you. Yes?
So that you will be quick to understand and will have good thoughts when you see a calamity of a sudden. Others turn pale from dread of it, you laughing in the hour of gain or loss like the rose. Because the rose, though you tear it petal by petal, does not leave off laughing and does not become bent.
Yeah. Of course, there are flowers that if you try to do this, they will collapse and things like that. We haven't seen that because these are tropical, it was not there yet. But what was it? Okay, he told you a story and said, listen, you should learn from this story. Let me tell you how. First of all, you should learn that a good guy is not someone who feels good. A good guy is someone that he is satisfied with it. Because, you remember, right at the beginning, we said, it's been standing up, being responsible. If you're doing everything responsibly, then heart is happy with you. Period. Remember? Here we say, this was what we were talking about. And I told you this story because I know how this path is. Rumi told me, I translated to the 21st century language what he told me. Rumi said, but you don't understand. Whenever we talk about the path, you think it's a boulevard. No, it's a path. And the path has ups and downs. Now, when it's up, you're happy and you're going with it. But whenever something negative happens, suddenly, because the path is towards down, suddenly you become negative. Then you remember all the nasty stuff that these people of the city was talking about. You remember, you react like that and all that. I want you to learn that this path, there are moments of joy, you will enjoy it. Then what? Right at the beginning I told you, this is like an accordion.
opens, it closes. There are the moments of the closing stuff, and everybody is really feeling bad. But if you're a clever guy, you will understand that, oh, this is the difficult part of it. Okay. And you laugh, because you know it has ups and downs. Because you know this is not for your satisfaction. This is for you doing something for him to be satisfied with you, right? And there are the moments that you're on yourself. In your private life, in your bathroom, you put your hand in your nose. Doesn't matter really. But over there you think that, if I can do this, everything is, you see, because I explained to you the comfort that he will gain in this fact could trick you to become like those fellows in that city. You should remember, in this fact, we are ready to die. We are ready to go in the fire. How? Now you remember the story. The handkerchief. Remember, the servant threw the handkerchief. They said, this guy believes in him. He said, I believe in him. And if you tell me to jump in the fire, I'll do it. If, honestly, every single moment of my life, if I really understand and believe that he wants me to join, I'll kill myself. I don't care about life, because I know my spirit is not here. It's there. And I'm living for that. These are the stuff that we are talking about. So here we say, you listen, this is as simple as it is, that all the other people, when something doesn't look good, they go back. We don't. We are ready to pay everything, like the flower. Have you ever started to pick the flower and the flower will go away? No, we will laugh at you. Because what are you doing? You're taking off the leaves. What the leaf was there for? For the insects to come. Okay, you didn't like the insects, so what? The flower doesn't care about that. The flower is ready for the fruit. It's different. Well, okay, you do that. So there are a lot of these little stuff, ups and downs, that you should be clever. Yes?
Why, it says, should I fall into grief on account of a thorn? Indeed, I have brought laughter by means of the thorn.
Because that one is a part of me. So what? I come from that, so what? I come from the animal, so what? When I point this and I say the animal, suddenly I'm bad? The animal is here. So what? It's a part of me. And you know what? There are times that I should attend to this animal. He told us, remember? He said, you yourself should tame your animal. Should even divide what you feed to the animal and what you feed to your heart. All of that. They will say, listen, these up and downs are really nonsenses, because I know animal is here. I come from that animal. So what? Let the animal be here. And?
Whatever by destiny becomes lost to you, know for sure that it has redeemed you from affliction.
Mm-hmm. Here, I don't agree with that translation. Absolutely not. Because the word is translated destiny. I don't believe in that. Because right from the beginning of Masnavi, Rumi explained to me that there is no destiny stuff a law, his consequence is what you do something, because Rumi, right at the beginning, used the word muqzi when he talked about the qaza. Muqzi. Muqzi means, yes, when the situation is ready and everything like that, the consequence. He talks about it. And here he's talking about the consequence. It means that there is something happening. The consequence is that you lose something too. As a consequence of some happening in this life, then you shouldn't feel sad. You should understand, because I believe. What is the difference between me and a non-believer? Can you tell? It's not my face. What is it? Really? The non-believer thinks that something is happening just by itself. This is what existence is. You ask that fellow, why are you here? He said, because I'm here. Do you have any other explanation? Why are you here? Because I'm here. Why are you alive? Because I'm alive. This is that part. But there is another part. Some other people like me would believe that this all happening is organized, is planned. And this movie has a director. Why? Because we saw them, we recover all the past and we put them together. We look at this movie and it goes sequence by sequence, frame by frame, and it goes one way only. What is that one way? Expansion of understanding. Do you remember how I put it for you at the 21st century? I say, listen, this universe, as long as the best of us knows, for the moment, is a Big Bang. What is the Big Bang? We don't know. Suddenly, billions, billions, zillions, I don't know those silly numbers, a hell of a little stuff jumped out from somewhere. They arrived. With what? With one knowledge, one understanding. Do you remember that? When you listen to the Big Bang, the particles that arrived, did they have understanding? Yes. All of them. There was one rule. Find your opposite, embrace it, and you will finish. This is what they did, all of them. All the antimatter and the matter, they found each other. They shook hands, they vanished. There were some matters. Matters was more than antimatter. This is the rest that is here. Right? That was the first thing, first understanding. The second understanding was, now look for the friend that you could cope with. These little particles to come to get together, build up the atom and the molecules and whatever it is. It's built up with what? This different stuff, they find each other, they understand each other. Some of them, they don't let the stuff come in. Some of them do that. And they connected and connected. And these are difficult because you're not a physician. And I stop it here. I start from the beginning of life. What was life? One cell, starting to understand the environment, taking and giving and growing. Then, another information came. You shouldn't be alone. If you are double, it's magical stuff. So one of them swallowed another one without eating it. Suddenly, again, it's a no. Multi-cells, multi... Then look at the animals, what I am.